consummation. There's one household, and if everyone was needed, it's in our day. My remarks, I may say that I wish to meet within the confines of our readings up to date, Romans, Acts and Romans, as well as Corinthians. In regard to our subject, the body of Christ, of which every believer sealed with or believed the gospel and sealed with the Holy Spirit, is a member. That's the only membership in regard to Christianity that we could scripturally consider. Members, one of another, members of the body of Christ. And if you're all being young, beloved, God has a consummation greater than you. And that's why I read the last scripture. Well planned that divorce. I don't know any greater incentive for gospel preaching than the scripture last read, that in the Revelation. For there cannot be failure. There simply cannot be failure. And the preacher starts there. Success is assured. And that consummation, no doubt that will come out later in our meetings. And I only briefly refer to it. The reference has already been made. It's well planned back before us as a grand consummation. When you look at all the gospel preaching, out of the Spirit of God, leading in results, seeing the Word of God who writes it, consummated in that way as a vessel of light and glory that gave up administration to the glory of God. Wonderful question. Now then, we read, we began our readings in the second chapter of the Acts, but the very beginning, and the beginning was then too. Christians, they rely on the beginning, and not as mingled as to see things, failing in this responsibility. After all, it's a grand thing, dear friends, even without the gospel, to get the God side of things, and that is definitely assured. I want to refer to the place that the body feels as giving it a place of distinction and dignity at the present time, which excels anything that can be considered, which men take up. Let me remember. With purpose and the seed, things in their proper perspective, when these days we need a readjustment of assessment, sure the things of God are the best, the grandest, and the highest, and the most things connected with that. Our perspective, rather than betray, that we hold the contrary, and we inclined to pursue what men are pursuing. All of you, why we have a man, a reference to a man who had all of these things in his grasp, and the children, not the or extravagant, or fanatically, but with due deliberation, due consideration, in an assessment of values and throw them into the gutter. And shall we look into the gutter for the things that are thrown down? And the high friends, are they not acquired? Taking them up, one has plundered, all plundered into the gutter, in a third of the beginning. A third of the mystery man was the one man who knew he didn't follow, in that he had a heavenly assessment of the value of these things. And so this is the next night was converted appropriately, for he was the one who was the one for the Gentiles. And rightly considered, the body is over the body, and that's true, comprising the Jews of Gentiles as well as the Jews. So in Acts 2, that is revealed in the descent of the Holy Spirit from heaven, from God, from heaven, doing as God pleases, moving down his hand in sovereignty to do as he pleases, into his own glory, and he, that despicable company, were connected with Jesus the Nazarene. Why, in the crucifixion, what was the crucifixion? The little Mary was born with that courage, knowing she had all the leading men on her side against Jesus of Nazareth. So she will. There'll never be one like Paul, there never will. He served his purpose, but then he comes to good of all the ministry which God gave to that man. And there lies our responsibility. Our responsibility is to mind on the level of what God recovered and gave to Martin Luther in justification by faith, as good as that is. And how is all that? But the whole truth of the mystery of God was given to Paul was unfolded. And God is very gracious and considered us for good. And revived us the truth, or revived the truth to us. And we stand at the end of the dispensation, able to consider the things that were given to this man, the Apostle Paul. It's a wonderful privilege to be a guilty to be considered these things, even after there are numbers and their limits. Never mind. In regard to this matter, of course, the Lord, how blessed, the truth of that put up to us. But in view of his coming, it was to die, and he's gone back to glory, no winds of God up in that place. The Spirit of God was sent down from and ascended to glory. For he despised believers to be entity and remain in an entity right unto the rapture of the saints. That in view, what was given by Christ on the cross, for it left the Apostle Jesus as Philip and a servant. His Lord servant Jesus, because no one could engage on such a service that which was entrusted to Jesus. I have finished. The emphasis on the I, no doubt of David, that I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And of course, we've made a reference to the consummation in the Revelation. There's a day of day, of course there is. A wonderful day of display when God will display himself and display Jesus and will display his face. Those who despise the saints know we have been loved by the Father. That's a wonderful day. And so in the meantime, the body becomes a vessel of testimony between the time of Jesus coming and Jesus returning, and then the consummation of Scripture speak, when we make reference to glory, Hebrews 2, he is bringing many sons to glory. That is, in reference to that consummation, that day of display, within the competent hands of our salvation, who is bringing sons to glory. That gives the that what is all we are called witness to, the fear of glory which is to follow the saints who are in that place in its absence, to maintain as a repository all the blessed thoughts of God. They are the very things that we are enjoying at the very moment. So let you to know that the hopes that a Jew has, they can be learned in the assembly. That is from the Jew, which you learn in the name of the assembly, maintained until the Jew comes into his own. I want to refer to the place the Epistle wrote as the quarry work. And that's why we have the emphasis on the death of Christ in the Epistle Romans. The God's emphasis that in regard to the material which is going to form the body of Christ, it doesn't not be what man is in the flesh. Our every luck is on that point, dear friend. Well, that which does comprise the body, but we are at our best. It's not we are in our best esteem. For the emphasis in Romans is the best of false fantasy. Christ came, but in dying, he might do what no one else could do. He came to remove all which was attached to you and me. As responsible beings here, and this is the Romans, the chapter 8 is devoted to showing how God, in an alien way, was able to deal with that foreign element which could not be introduced into the scheme of things, and so death had come a divine necessity. What the law could not do, in that it is weak through the flesh. God having sent his own Son, the likeness of sinful flesh, and for a sacrifice for sin, has condemned sin in the flesh. These are things that have to be kept before us, dear friends. Paul is saying this should get before the Romans, and it's on that sure groundwork, that sure basis, God himself has done the foundations, that in regard to that, there can now be something to consider of his own relationship, which is referred to in the Epistle of Romans and what it is to be in England. Do we need to know that after our history, that we have a standing before God in that new place? It's one of the things that this is so impressed, that is true of the Christian. What is true of everyone who will read the gospel and receive the Holy Spirit, that we have a new place in heaven in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? But we also have a new place here on earth. Two things. A new place in heaven, which is in Christ. Abraham has that place. Abraham has a place in heaven with not in Christ. It's here. Read in this Ephesians 2:5 and the 54th by our brother, that the blessings, the spiritual blessings, are in the heavenlies, but they are definitely in Christ. Now we also have, and since we need to stretch our imaginations in referring to this, that we are here left on this earth. But now, a new interest here left. And that is Christ's interest. It's a wonderful thing is that. That's in connection with the Bible. It brings us to chapter 12, where we read that by that dedication, and this is a point, beloved, where this conscious affection on your part and mine will give an opportunity. Have you ever considered why you get the account of the crucifixion of the Lord in the Gospels at the end of every Gospel? He's given to us that we might know for certainty and forever that we clearly know which crucified him, and our hearts are attached forever to that man who this world despised. And we have the backing of God in this, in that the very one this world despised has a new beginning. In the one who is raised from the dead and sent on high, and we have acclaimed him, and we have his interest even on this earth. Depend upon it, in the faithfulness of the Lord, as the scripture quoted by our brother in Acts 9, when they were persecuted the saints, the Lord said, "Why persecutest thou me?" And so, in view of the time of the condemnation, we can consider it from Pentecost right on the rapture, all the ending is epistle. We come to this point. He said, "Let peace, confusion. God is the author of confusion. In this world there is confusion. There was confusion before we were born. And someone has said, when we were born, we added to that confusion. But the cross is God's way of dealing with that. There God enters into the how he will settle the question of good and evil. He settled it in the cross of Christ. And we have the man of his pleasure there where holiness is centered. God of peace will rule Satan, the one who is opposed to Christ's interest in this world. And Paul is an active agent in this. Many an unbeliever, they are passive after Christianity. The cause of the reason, but there was a man who could scarcely sleep at night in the way of a stirring zeal to be opposed to all the interests of Christ, and that was Saul of Tarsus. The devil was there to oppose the interests of Christ. The one who was able to deal with all confusion in this world, the God of peace will bruise the very heart of that confusion, pulling your feet shortly. But in the meantime, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, as he is with us, and all through our thoughts. Still has a blessed conscience. It links with itself, and maintains us in the interest which is interesting, here in this world, and here to see the things which are of more value, the things which are, as Philippians, the prayer of Philippians refers to the things which are more excellent. We are going to those very things. Now, I refer to the gospel. We are more acquainted with the gospel than anything. But God has also been impressed in our beings. And the last verse of the Epistle of Romans tells us that by that very, and the whole of these 16 chapters which are so ably given, showing us God's way out of the ruin in which we are, nature and bringing us into a salvation of God's own devising and into a new place which He gives us in Christ in glory. The very gospel, there's a mystery in connection with it which is now unfolded to us. And which makes prophets are those who unfold the truth of that. But the grace came to do, to provide material, provide a material, the material is discovered by the gospel, and those who believe the gospel, and the Holy Ghost seals those who believe in real them. Meaning, that material which God ever had in view, that they could be the members one of another, bringing that body into prominence, bringing in connection with the gospel, as that in view brings the body into view, and it's a great thing that the consolation is given to us. Well, in the 15th, the first verse, in the last verse, a verse to support us in all we've saved and coming up to this, it says, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, and labor that you engage in for the Lord. For it's given to you, for as much as you may know, that such labor is not in vain in the Lord, in that as a grand consummation, that heavenly city, that vessel of light and glory, God, the glory of God we see in the, as a, in the, of the, just a crystal-like, just